This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States, Western partners, and Jordan told their citizens to leave Lebanon over the weekend as Washington deploys additional military to the Middle East in what the White House describes as defensive amid fears of an Iranian military strike on Israel. VOA's Arash Arbasadi reports.
U.S. warships and fighter jets are on their way to the Middle East to deter an all-out war and, in quote, defense of Israel. The show of military might comes amid rapidly soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of top Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last week, and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights area that killed a dozen children on a soccer field days before. Israel blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are backed by Iran. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Jordan's foreign minister has arrived in Iran on what would be the first official visit by a senior official of the close U.S. ally in two decades. Jordan is a close Western ally and helped intercept scores of missiles and drones fired by Iran toward Israel in April. The Jordanian foreign minister met the Iranian acting foreign minister and will later meet the country's new president, according to Iran State TV. Lebanese took part in a march on Sunday in the Lebanese capital to mark 4 years since Beirut was rocked by a blast in the city's port, one of the largest and most destructive on record. On August 4, 2020, a stockpile of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely for years exploded in the port of the Lebanese capital. The blast killed 220 people, injured thousands, and destroyed